There are a lot of Michaels and Bens and Sophies. How does God keep us all straight?
Good thing God is so powerful. He knows everything about everyone, and that includes you. How many people in the world do you think are named Zach? Well, that's my name, and welcome to Keys for Kids. There's probably tens of thousands of people in the world named Zach, I would guess. What's your name, and how many people in the world do you think have the same name as you? Now, have you ever wondered how God doesn't get us all mixed up? Remember this, God is omnipotent, and that means there's nothing He doesn't know. Here's how the Apostle Paul put it in Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge! How impossible it is for us to understand His ways! Now let's listen to our story. It's called Too Many Michaels. I have a message for you, Leo's mom told him when he came in from playing outside. Michael called a few minutes ago. He wants you to call him back.
Michael Burke? Asked Leo in surprise. I thought he was on vacation.
No, it was Michael Watson, said Mom. I forgot you had more than one friend named Michael. Just then, Leo's older sister burst into the room.
Guess what? I'm going to the church softball game with Michael, she exclaimed. He asked me today.
Leo laughed. Which Michael?
I only know one Mike, she stopped.
Oh, that's right. I do know other Michaels. Well, this one is Michael Ford. Before going to bed that night, Leo prayed for his family and friends. He thought about a boy in his class at church who needed surgery.
Dear Lord, please be with Michael, Leo began. Then he paused. You know, Michael Smith, he added, the one who needs heart surgery.
Leo frowned as he thought about how many Michaels there were in the world.
There must be lots of Lukes and Sophias and Bens too, he thought.
And Leos! He had thought of God as his personal friend, but suddenly he felt just like one of millions of people. He felt small and unimportant. A few days later, Leo's dad, who was a doctor, called from the hospital.
Michael had his surgery today, and he's doing fine, he told Leo. Guess what? There are three other Michaels on this floor.
Well, I hope the doctors and nurses don't get them mixed up, said Leo.
Dad laughed. There's even another Michael Smith here. But don't worry, our Michael's mother is the head nurse on this floor. Believe me, she knows which Michael belongs to her.
When Leo prayed for his friend that night, he knew he didn't have to remind God which Michael he was praying for or which Leo was asking. Just as a mother knows her own son, God knows each of his children.
God knows I belong to him because I trust in Jesus, Leo thought. I'm just as special as if I were the only Leo in the whole world.
So how about you? Do you think God ever gets tired of caring for so many people? Do you wonder if He's too busy to hear your requests, fears, or problems? Don't worry. God knows each of His children, and everyone is special to Him. He sent His own Son, Jesus, to die for you so you could belong to Him, and He cares about everything you go through in your life. He will never forget you. Our key verse is Isaiah 43:1.
I, God, have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
And our key thought, God knows you personally. Don't miss out on winning some great prizes on the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. All you have to do is read the Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day, and you can win one of two Echo Dots in July. If you read all the stories in June, July, and August, you could win the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Find out how you can score this summer when you go to wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.